vibration. Energy frequency vibration.
What's going on, world? Welcome to the Universal Frequency. Happy Friday. It's a pleasure to see you all again. You know, upgraded the camera, upgraded the lighting, upgraded the fit. So I'm feeling good. Hope you're feeling good. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share. And I'm really excited about today's episode. We really haven't gotten into the discussions about pain and trauma in a while. And I wanted to revisit that. For one thing, these are discussions that aren't going to go away, right? As we continue to talk about pain and how we heal from it and what it does to us, this is an ongoing discussion. And I feel like the longer that we go in life, experiencing different phases of life and different types of pain and finding others that go through different things, there's just so much you can learn about it. So I don't ever anticipate this being a topic that we put down. We're just going to try to better understand it, if that makes sense to you. Boy, we're rocking. Shout out to the Universal Frequency. Make sure you get your water. I got my water. Got to stay hydrated. Make sure I'm good. But yeah, man, we rocking. And so pain, trauma, and generational curses. Part of me sort of feels like these things are just different lenses of the same issue or different symptoms of the same root cause, right? And how we deal with them is important. I know when it comes to pain, one thing that I have to constantly remind myself, right, is that people experience pain differently. We don't know what someone else is actually feeling. We know how pain relates to our individual consciousness, right? When we take a shot from a needle, or when we get a tattoo, or a loved one passes, or something occurs, whether it's physical pain, whether it's mental pain, emotional pain, we know how we adapt to it. But we don't know what it actually feels like for someone else. And, you know, that's just the empathy about it. Oh, actually, you know what? Who will we sponsor by? Powered by? Shout out to Donkey Bongs TV. Okay, so back to what I was saying, right? when it comes to pain and how do we deal with it, we have to identify, like, hey, where is it coming from? So like a physical pain, right? A physical ailment. Broken bone, on a small level. I have a friend that's, battling cancer at the moment, right? That's a type of physical pain, you know, so there's obviously different degrees of it. Again, we don't know what people are going through. I used to, anyone that's ever played sports, contact sports, you'll see some people get really banged up and, whether they're recovering from an injury or taking painkillers, right? It's really, really prominent when you get to the collegiate level and a professional level, not so much the high school level, but you hear the stories about guys like shooting up drugs so they can play. And then you hear some guys say, hey, no, man, I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know about the actual balance of it, but we don't know the pain that people are dealing with physically. Just saying. I know it's kind of like a stretch example, but you know exactly what I mean. Right? We don't know how people feel things. Even emotionally, I know, just death, I'll give you an example, right? So my wife's father is deceased. He died, when she was young. I also have another friend, right? Who him and his brother lost their parents, both of them within 2 years at a very, really young age, right? And you've probably heard me tell this story before, but it's something that helps me understand this dynamic, right? And I don't know what it's like to have to bury a parent. I'm blessed that both my parents are still here. One day I'll have to go through that. That's just the cycle of life, but it hasn't yet. I don't know what it's also like to have both of them pass in 2 years. Now, anyone that's ever lost a parent that struggles with the loss of a mother or father or any loved one, you know, we can't go to them and say, oh, well, so-and-so lost both their parents, right? They got over it. you know, maybe you lose one parent isn't as bad, right? That's a pretty terrible dynamic, interesting way to put it, right? Because everyone has baggage, and how we deal with it we're entitled to feel that way. So I'm pretty sure someone has lost two parents is in a whole bunch of pain. If anyone has lost one, is in a whole bunch of pain as well. We're not going to compound the pain because the amount of loss. These are the type of conversations that we have to have. Spiritual pain too, man. Not just emotional, spiritual pain. You ever had something occurring that just bothered your spirit? You've been around someone that just threw you off, or something was occurring and it troubled you? That's real. I mean, for me, watching some of the police shootings, right? And not even just shootings, just like George Floyd. That video was terrible. Some of these videos of us getting taken out in a manner that it occurs did cause me some spiritual disturbance. It did. It bother me. I'm not afraid to say it. And it's. I remember going to work. And my boss is like, yeah, you know, A, B, and C, and let's do this, and blah, blah, blah. What's the matter? And I'm like, yo, my spirit's bothered. I don't feel good. Like, what I'm seeing is affecting me, which is a whole different conversation, by the way, about what we see in the TV and shit like that. But, yeah, man, that's just one sense of it. There's so many different ways that we could delve into what actually pain is. But let's Google. Is pain defined? Is pain? Oh, this is deep. Let's share. All right. According to HopkinsMedicine.org, and obviously this is discussing physical pain. Pain is an uncomfortable feeling that tells you something may be wrong. It could be steady, throbbing, stabbing, aching, pinching, or described in many other ways. Sometimes it's just a nuisance, like a mild headache. Other times it could be debilitating. I think we can make that exact parallel to emotional pain and spiritual pain. I definitely think we can. Because if your intuition is going off and you're disturbed or something's not right, that's a discomfort, an uncomfortable feeling that you're feeling, that you're being told something is wrong. And that's important. And I had to learn really not to compare pain. Like real shit. Me, like a lot of people, probably like yourself, right? Dealt with the issues that come with poverty growing up. So being displaced, being a transient kid, food insecurity, all those things that come with that demographic, let's say, income level, even more so. But is that as bad as some countries where kids don't have running water or access to health care? You know? I would say not. Even more comparable. I have family members that have been in foster care. I have family members that have been abused in foster care. I have family members that have dealt with some really, really bad drug dynamics. That was not my story. So even from a 6 degree of separation standpoint, if you were to ask me, the pain that he experienced was way more intense than what I may have felt I dealt with. And not everyone knows this particular individual's story. I do. But at the end of the day, you never know what people go through. That's number one. Just being real. That's why it's important to show empathy and be kind. You never know how your gift of energy may help someone. But two, there's some pretty crazy stories out there, man. And I'm pretty sure if we start going tit for tat, someone can say, oh, well, I went through this or I went through that. But that's not what it's about. It's not comparing the pain and wearing it like a badge of honor. if anything, the pain, as tough as it is something that builds character. It's something that will also help you relate to other people that have experienced it. And that's one of the other things I want to bring out about what pain actually is. As terrible as it may seem, it's something that can connect a lot of us. I know a lot of the people that I end up just gravitating towards in the universe and building with and entrusting are people that have experienced their own individual battle. And that's why we vibrate in a certain manner. And that's why whenever we connect, male or female coworker, whatever, it's always a good relationship. It's always something that's easy to converse with. And there's a lot of a synergy with it because you're dealing with someone that's also experienced the emotion of being hurt in pain. And in a lot of levels, it feels good to know you're not alone, right? It feels good to know that certain things that you may have gone through, other people may have dealt with. Or just the fact to know that your shit wasn't perfect and someone else's shit wasn't perfect. But you see them thriving. You see them positive. You see them carrying a certain energy. Those are things that are important, man. But yeah, man, I feel like pain and trauma can go hand in hand, especially in the way that we deal with them, right? Like, trauma to me is like the emotional state from a painful thing occurring. I don't know if that's the case. I probably should Google it, but I ain't gonna do that. Go Google it yourself. Like, subscribe, share. But yeah, man, pain itself is something that I believe is part of the human experience. It's also one of the things that, as terrible as it is, we have to know how to deal with it. Me as a father now, right? I have daughters, and I think about how much I try to protect them and how much I try to shield them, but ultimately I can't keep them in a bubble forever. They have to be prepared to go into the world, and going into the world has to also deal with dealing with pain and overcoming it. And there's not going to be things that I'm always going to be able to help with. Some things I can, some things I can't. Some things I have to talk them through it. Appreciate you. Shout out to Donkey Bonks TV. So as terrible as pain is, some of the things that forge the steel, so to speak, are necessary. I know for me, part of the empathy that I have around helping people, the empathy that I have around just raising awareness for those that are less fortunate, because I've been less fortunate, and it hurts, right? For real, it hurts. You can call me sensitive or whatever. I just know it hurts. And when I see someone else hurting, it connects me to them. Anytime I see a youth going through it, it brings me back. For real. I remember one time I was in, I was at work. I was in the lobby. Kid's walking by with his mom. He said, "Mom, where are we going to sleep tonight?" She's like, "Baby, I don't know." Right? Shit like that. Me hearing that brought me to a space, right? Like, I'm sensing things, I'm hearing things, I'm smelling, like I'm just being triggered, but ultimately, like, I definitely, like, feel that, and I feel terrible that young person's going through it, right? And if I could do anything to make sure they don't have to go through those sort of things, I would. I don't have that magic wand, and I don't even know if that's the point, you know? Because even for me to be here at this point, having this conversation with you, I had to go through the things that I went through to make me want to do this here. So pain can also be a driver, man. For a lot of us who are broke, the hunger pains that come with being broke, whether it was you obviously couldn't eat, or there were things that occurred from the income disparity, depending on where you live. Other systematic things that are worked into the family dynamic, which you are going to talk about, like domestic violence, substance abuse, all those things. Those experiences that you go through give you humanity. And as crazy as it sounds, this was 11/11, and as crazy as it sounds, I almost look at pain that we can overcome as a gift. And I say that because if God knows that certain things are going to have to occur to make you the person that you're supposed to be, and it may hurt a little bit, but this is how it has to be, and he guides you through it. I think that's love. Him knowing who you are and what you can do and who you can reach, but you got to be able to relate, and you got to believe it, and you got to see why it makes sense. Not be told, but you got to know, right? I know raising awareness for families that are hungry, doing whatever I can, is my duty. When I first did it, bro, and I know maybe veering into the food insecurity thing, but it's a point to it. When I first started, bro, it's going hard, man. Blessing people with 2 to 3 weeks worth of food. Me and my entire team took it real serious. We tapped into our personal networks. I had dudes asking their girls, their moms, their grandmoms. It was a community effort. 30 families, 3 weeks of food. A month later, these people still hungry. And me being a macro thinker, right? Me just being a high level, like, how do I really solve the issue? That kind of gave me some anxiety, you know? And that also led to some stagnation on my part, and I felt like I was just punching at a wall that wasn't moving, being honest. But God came to me in the form of my mother and told me not to worry about that, just to do my part, right? And I do believe that. I do believe that. I genuinely believe that. I don't have all the information, right? I don't have the grand universal design or the Akashic records that didn't tell me everything that's going to occur. That's for the Most High. But what I can do is do my part and be a cog in a greater plan that can help people because of the pain I experience. That's what connects us. That's also a universal frequency. See what I did there? Like, subscribe, share, man. We're cooking tonight. Oh, we are cooking. You know, and how do we tolerate pain? How do we heal from it? That's that's a real discussion. Yeah, my uncle, he'll say sometimes, like, yo, you need therapy, right? I'm like, I don't need therapy, I'm good, right? But the reality is, therapy is a healthy, healthy thing for many of us, especially men. I'm going to say men of color as well, but also men. Just being able to embrace your emotions and embrace your feelings. And maybe some things occurred to you or around you, or things that you observed that hurt. And instead of admitting that it hurts, you do things just to numb the pain. Could be alcohol. Could be another form of alleviated consciousness. Could be smoking too much. You know, I'm pretty sure we all done went through it. But is that really, really healing from it? Or is it just addressing the symptoms? You know, like throwing temporary pain relief at something that's going to continue to hurt isn't really alleviating the pain. It's just helping you cope with it. Ooh, that's a bar. Ooh, that's a bar. I gotta like listen back to see what I said. I freestyled that one. But yeah, man. Pain. Trauma, same thing. I know, well, from my experience, let me just say this. People or children who were abused sexually, right, typically are active earlier. From what I've seen, from the human experience that I've walked and seen around me, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know if it's a direct correlation, right? But I do know that people find ways to cope with trauma in many different ways. I shot a video called Monsters. Just bringing it back to the top again. Monsters was a song that was inspired by my college roommate's brother, who took his life, right? Really, really hurt. And I couldn't really understand it. So I wrote a song, told a story. That's how I dealt with my pain. The little bit of trauma that I was dealing with, because this was my friend, of course, but it wasn't my family member. It wasn't my blood brother. So I can't imagine the pain that his siblings, his mother, his father went through, right? But just even my own discomfort and just watching this shit occur. I wrote Monsters, which is three stories about people that are dealing with pain. And it wrote itself. It was one kid that got bullied and then shot up at school and then offed himself because of what he was dealing with, the pain he was going through. The second verse was a guy who was sexually abused, and he had never healed. And he was dealing with his own personal demons about not becoming an abuser. So he ended up killing himself. Then the third verse, guy comes home from the military, PTSD, ends up killing himself. Really, really depressing. I don't know the state of mind that I was when I wrote it, right? But the narrative just of these stories are very, very tangible. And I had people come up to me and be like, yo, Monsters, bro, that song helps me because I was exposed to such and such. Bro, I was molested. I was bullied. My older brother shot himself. My younger brother did. Or I, you know, I'm a veteran and I'm dealing with A, B, and C. I got it all. You know, and it's like, it's just crazy that so many people can carry these bags. And do they have to be as heavy as they are? Actually, that's not what I want to say. That's not what I want to say. I don't want to lessen the actual impact or the gravity of anyone's particular trauma. But the way that we deal with it, the way that we may look to a sort of relief, whether it's drinking, whether it's smoking, whether it's TV binging, whether it's food, whether it's porn, whatever it is that we do to release dopamine to help us, to distract us from the actual pain that we're experiencing, that has implications as well. That also wears on our souls, man. And it's like, what happens if you don't deal with your pain, your trauma, the shit that you're going through? What are the consequences of it? I used to think that with age, people just grow more mature and should be able to deal with their shit. And I was wrong. I'm completely wrong on that. For real. Older people, no, regardless of their age, can be petty, they can be jealous, they can be pain, and they can still be healing. Which makes them act in a certain manner. when I see people bugging out, sometimes I'd be wondering, like, yo, how you get like this? Right? How you get like that? I don't know, man. I don't know. On one level, the pain and traumas that we experience make us stronger. On the second level, why would I want my children to experience pain? Or any children, my children, my nieces, nephews, my boys' children, nieces, and nephews, it's all the babies, right? Like, we can't shield them from it. We can only show them how to embrace it. But at the same time, right, some things they just shouldn't have to go through. That's how I look at it, you know? My daughter will never have to sleep outside. Neither one of them. I had to. They'll never have to deal with that. That's just my personal thing. It may not sound like a, look, it may not sound like a big deal to you, but once it's ever happened to you, you'll know what I mean. Something that you never forget. So that's just how I feel. You know, my mother invested a lot into making sure I was safe, because she was a victim of abuse and generational curses, right? These are things. And in some ways, they made her strong, right? But then I also look at some of the pains that many of our families go through. Some of that shit is unnecessary, bro. It's unnecessary. Being a girl dad, right? having girls, you absolutely want to protect them. And something that I found that was real staggering, I'm pulling up now. It says one out of every six American women has been a victim of an attempted or completed rape in her lifetime. That's a staggering fact. There are also some studies that show that 60% of Black women reported that they had been sexually assaulted by the time they turned 18. Those are pains that no one should ever have to experience, right? Like, that's what I believe. I don't care how strong pain can make someone. I personally feel that there are certain types of traumas that are just egregious to the human experience. And we have to learn how to separate those from the everyday growing pains of life, you know? Like, you'll have to learn how to deal with burying a parent one day. That's the pain you have to deal with. You shouldn't have to deal with the pain of being sexually abused by someone in your family, or more or less having it happen in a culture into where their abusers are protected because of how much money they make. These are the generational curses that exist in a lot of our families that don't get addressed. And that was a perfect segue. Actually, before I just get into generational curses, when it comes to trauma, if you don't deal with it, where does it go? What does it do? I've learned that, like, many good fortunes, or just fortune in general, that can be passed down to your children. So I'm going to share an article with you guys that I found that I thought was very interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay. So this is a study regarding orphanages in Pakistan. And a physician and a neuroscientist at the University of Zurich in Switzerland conducted a study on symptoms that were similar to post-traumatic stress disorder. Right? He set up a study with the orphanage to probe the disturbing possibility that the emotional trauma of separation from their parents also triggers subtle biological alterations, changes so the lasting effect, changes so lasting that the children might even pass them to their own offspring. The hypothesis is that an individual's experience might alter the cells of behavior of their children and grandchildren has been widely accepted. In animals, exposure to stress, cold, or high-fat diets has been shown to trigger metabolic changes in later generations. In small studies in humans exposed to traumatic conditions, among them the children of the Holocaust, suggest subtle biological and health changes in their children. That is heavy, yo. That is extremely heavy. One, we have to be able to quantify and set clear standards of how we're going to measure data, and how we're going to digest it. And I think making a correlation to how animals respond to physical stresses, cold or high fat diets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, is an extremely important point. And even thinking about the children of the Holocaust survivors, I think that's absolutely true. Biological health changes in their children. The bigger question that I have, which takes us down a completely different path, but what does that say about the descendants of African slaves and the transatlantic slave trade in the Jim Crow and civil rights era? And Willie Lynch and all that shit. If this hypothesis by this physician and neuroscientist at the University of Zurich in Switzerland is accurate, what does that say about the descendants of slaves? And at this point, I'm specifically referencing the descendants of African slaves in the United States that have had to deal with civil rights violations. Yo, I remember my grandfather, God bless him, right? So I was visiting my grandfather and he was telling me about how growing up, he was familiar with the Klan and it was a thing. Like the Klan pulling up, doing Klan shit was an actual physical thing. Real life danger, which is something that we don't deal with today because I got guns there legally. So, but that's crazy to me because legalized domestic terrorism, right? Church bombing. Black Wall Street, Selma. Like, we could spend an entire year disseminating all these things that occurred. The Philadelphia movement, like all these things that occurred. If what we know about trauma being genetically passed down is true, what does that mean for us? That's heavy, man. For real, that's heavy. And I think what we have to take away from that talking point is that we have to do our best to not pass down these traumas to our children. And I'm learning that. I've seen some crazy shit. Anxiety sometimes gets high. I noticed that sometimes my daughter, she'll get anxiety. Start picking her nails because I'll pick my nails and shit like that. And like, I already feel bad about that because she is feeding off my anxiety when she has no reason to be anxious. But she's mimicking me, dealing with something that she shouldn't necessarily have to deal with. So So I have to look at myself and how I carry, how I deal with my anxiety to make sure that I exhibit behaviors that are not just treating the symptoms, but addressing the core issue so my daughters can mimic that and follow that lead. That's how we have to look at it. If you're going through something and your outlet is the dopamine of the way, think about, is it really helping? And thinking about, is that what you want your children to do? And if those boxes don't check, you know you got to make an adjustment. Because you have to be the change that you seek. You got to be the change that you seek. And generational curses, right? Just even pivoting to that. Oh, like, subscribe, share. Universal Frequency Podcast. I'm FNX. We getting deep, man. Generational curses, man. Shout out to people that are great. Those are things that can not only impact you, impact generations, but impact the people around you. And we got to be able to deal with it, man. You know, if you grew up in a household where your father beat your mom and you've seen domestic abuse, it is your job or your responsibility to not pass that cycle down to your children. Because if you repeat the same behavior that you've seen, so was your child, and so on and so forth. I'm a man up there. Yeah, how do we break the curses? Honestly, man, I think people need therapy. For real. Genuine therapy sessions where they can talk to someone about things that they go through, where they can vent about how they feel, and they don't have to feel a certain way about being sensitive or being affected or having emotion, and talking it out and getting to a point where they can heal on their own terms. I think that has to be a part of it. Certain curses are different, bro. You know, it could be a curse. Like I said, it could be abuse in the family. It could be gambling. It could be alcoholism. You could have seen your daddy drink and your granddaddy drink, so you drink. And you also see how they acted when they did that shit, right? And people have to want to change. Yeah, that's real. I think I said it a couple minutes ago. Think about how you deal with what you deal with and what you want your kids to deal with it the same way. That's real, man. If you went through something and you hit the bottle real, real heavy, would you want your seeds to do the same thing? I think that's how we got to look at it. I also believe that some people don't know that they need to change. And it's tough when you can't see the forest from the trees. That's what being lost is about. And I've been there, right? I've been so wrapped up into whatever the F I was doing, right, that I couldn't really see how my actions played into what my long-term trajectory was. But I also believe, though, that life sends you reminders. And if someone wants to get better and they want to see and they want to improve whatever it is they need to improve, they will be shown that. I do believe that. I also think it's accountability, too, man. Like, real shit. You got to know what you're addressing and how you're dealing with it. I salute any black man that goes and gets therapy, because in our community it's very taboo to not only go to the doctor but to also embrace mental health. I think it's real important for us men of color, especially when we came from communities where we had just seen wild shit all the time. I was talking to a friend of mine from St. Abraham. He did 3 years early as a teenager, went in, came home, had a different perspective on a lot of the shit that's glorified in today's media in terms of being super aggressive, in terms of, you know, what we understand is gang culture and some of the nuances of that. And I don't want to get too deep into those weeds, but he said he had to take accountability for the type of life that he wanted to live and the type of world that he wanted his son to live in. That's what we have to do, you know. And this person, a particular journey, it just happened through him going to jail for a couple of years. And sometimes it takes that. Sometimes other things will occur. Sometimes it'll be your money. Sometimes it'll be a relationship. The universe will send you signals and give you the opportunity to step up into your glory if you want it. You know? I think accountability is key. And I even think the way that we deal with these things, I think it also has to be spoken onto as we are parents and we teach our children to become parents. A lot of this dialogue I'm having with you today, me and my mother and my father talk about. Right? Because it takes a village. Appreciate you, Vivo. It takes a village. You know, I don't, and the extended circle of friends that I have that are fathers that deal with the similar things. Shout out to Vivo the Great. He's a great father. I got a lot of friends in my circle that are amazing dads, and we go through similar things, and we're coming from similar spaces, and we're trying to put our kids in better positions. Like, that's the type of shit that we got to do. And that's how we heal, you know? And again, man, the goal is not to make the life so easy for the babies that they don't establish their own strength. They have to be strong. But prayer, God, and their own individual journeys will get them there. But there's certain things that shouldn't have to occur. Especially if it comes from inside the family. It can even be verbal. Have you guys ever dealt with a verbally abusive person? It's terrible. Yes, you can abuse someone by just speaking to them. Words have power. You take two plants every day, you say something bad to one plant, negative, demeaning, hateful to it. Take the other plant, say something positive, loving, kind, adoring. That plant that you speak positivity to, even if you feed them both the same, it's going to grow better. It's going to flourish more. Words have power. And verbal abuse can be very, very traumatic. Right? Like, you can be domestically abused without being physically assaulted. Just to put that out there. Male or female. We just seen that with the Amber Heard trial, which was crazy, by the way. I don't even want the wrong bra to do it to you, right? But yeah, man, we got to break these generational curses. We got to deal with our pain. We got to deal with our trauma. We got to get our shit under control. And that's how we'll become better fathers, better mothers, have better families, have safer environment for our children. Because that's really what it's about, at least for me. And that's how everyone in my circle operates. Real shit, man. It's a Friday, we rocking out. I'm enjoying this conversation. I'm enjoying what we are going to do with this podcast. Honestly. I don't even want to call it that, yo. It's a discussion that we're having. And I got other people I want to bring on. I got some dope conversations we're going to have with some really dope individuals. But this is all about leaving a way being a better you and vibrating higher. That is the universal frequency. That's smooth. That's smooth. Ooh, that voice smooth. But yeah, man. This is honest to God truth. Some shit you just have to get over. Some shit you just gotta get over. And what does that mean? It doesn't mean sweeping it under the rug. It means addressing it head on and dealing with it directly. So, yeah. Oh, I think I hit a youngins in the background. I may have to slide in a second. But listen, I'm going to holler at you guys, okay? You see, I'm on daddy duty. Universal frequency. I got a slide. Signing off. I appreciate you. Thank you.